Welcome to the Bethel Township Board of Trustees, September 3rd, 2024, regular business meeting. Call to order time, 7 o'clock. Roll call, please.
Interim Fire Chief Shebrel.
Present.
Fire Chief Cahill.
Present.
Fiscal Officer Ross. Present. Trustee Van Haren.
Here.
Trustee Reese.
Present.
Trustee Dick.
Here.
Everybody's here. Please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'm not tall enough to say that. Okay, no minutes to approve, so right into our big action item for this evening. Mrs. Ross, would you like to read it?
Resolution number 24-09-083, a resolution elevating Benjamin M. Cahill to the part-time position of Fire Chief of the Bethel Township Fire Department at an annual stipend salary of $16,063.06, effective September 3rd, 2024.
Okay, we need a motion.
Motion. I second resolution 24-09-083.
Thank you, ladies. Any discussion?
Go ahead. I just want to say that we had several applicants. They were all very qualified, and we're thrilled that Ben Cahill is going to be our new chief. I am.
And that was pretty much what I was going to say. It was the quality of applicants was amazing. And yes, very happy to have Ben on board. We're lucky that he accepted.
And it was a unanimous choice. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so call the vote, please.
Trustee Dick.
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren.
Yes.
Trustee Reese.
Yes. Okay, and then next we're going to do the swearing in. So you'll be all official.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Ben Cahill.
I, Ben Cahill.
Have been appointed to this duly established body.
I've been appointed to this duly established body.
Do hereby swear that I will first.
Do hereby swear that I will first.
Support the constitutions of the United States.
Support the constitutions of the United States.
And the state of Ohio.
And the state of Ohio.
Second, not knowingly or willingly violate any provision.
Secondly, not knowingly or willingly violate any provision
of the Ohio Revised Code.
The Ohio Revised Code.
And third, faithfully and impartially discharge and perform all duties.
And third, faithfully and impartially discharge the duties
incumbent upon me as a member of this body according. And perform all duties incumbent upon me.
And perform all duties incumbent upon me.
As a member of this body according to the best of my ability.
As a member of this body to the best of my ability.
And understanding.
Yep.
And understanding.
And understanding. Sorry.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Chief Cahill. Yay. And I am looking forward to working with you. Continuing this best fire department in Miami County as far as I'm concerned.
Sir.
From here on out.
Yes, sir. Let's keep it going.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great picture we you and your family.
Oh, I would love one. I'm so sorry. Thank you so
much.
No.
You get time.
I'm so sorry.
You're sorry, guys.
I'm fine.
You're fine.
You got
any picture?
Let me have a knife.
All of us.
Come on. Yeah. What's up?
Give it back to Oliver.
Thank you.
Yeah, we got it.
That's what it's all about.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Happy times. Okay. Wow, that was fun. Mm-hmm. Okay, next is staff reports. I see no deputy sheriff. Report from the fire department. Fire Chief Cahill, you're up.
Okay.
You want me to do this one?
Sure.
Okay. The month of August, we did a total of 52 calls for service. Mutually given, 4 mutually received. I would also like to recognize Platoon 3, which is Battalion Chief Weldon, and with firefighter EMT Austin Hoffman and firefighter paramedic Chris Scott. We had a severe auto accident on Sullivan Road involving 2 fatalities with 1 person that was, as far as an extrication goes, probably one of the worst ones, more difficult ones I've seen in a while. We were able to, with the assistance of Tip City, Vandalia, and Bethel Clark, extricate the surviving patient who was discharged from the hospital fairly quickly on that one, but with the vehicle upside down and the vehicle was on top of the person. So having to deal with that, I'd like to recognize them. They did an awesome job. We did have a hazmat incident the other day. The crew that was on duty, Klein, took it upon himself to contact the hazmat department in Miami County, get references on what to do with it. We were able to mitigate it. It ended up being a lithium battery that fell off of someone's vehicle or out of someone's vehicle that was burning. So we ended up having to store that here for 24 hours in a bucket of water until it discharged. Then the EMA picked it up and disposed of it for us. So everybody's doing a really good job on that.
Next month, we are planning on doing a mandatory fire training. We've involved multiple departments in this fire training. We have Tip City coming. I believe parts of Elizabeth Township are coming. Castown is also coming. And I believe somebody from Christiansburg is also making an appearance too. We'll be doing that this weekend. Maybe we can get some pictures out there for the Facebook page and whatnot. That way people can actually see what we're doing.
Great. Wonderful.
Okay, thanks guys. Next up is the planning and zoning.
Well, it's been a slow month. We've got, since the last trustee meeting, there have been 1 in-ground pool permit, a new construction on Gibson,
And since the last Board of Zoning Appeals meeting, the BZA meeting, we've got, let's see, these are all 40, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 applications in process for October, I believe. And we did schedule a meeting for the 26th to redo our this month, but so far I've not had one person respond about being able to keep that to revise our zoning book. We're looking for updates in the zoning plans that we currently have, we've adopted, maybe get rid of some, add some new. But right now, Nikki's the only one who's responded, and she can't attend that meeting. So I don't know if, I mean, it's pretty far out yet, but I've scheduled it for the 26th of September from the business meeting. So we'll see if we keep that. Year to date, we've had 22 zoning certificates issued, four declarations received, six variances, one approved. Conditional use requests, zero. Conditional use approved, zero. Zoning amendment requests in 24, four. Zoning amendments approved, three. Board of Commissions, Miami County, is October 15th. They'll hear our township case ZA0424, and that's mentioned above. And then the Bethel Township Board of Zoning Appeals, the BZA, has no meeting for September, and there's right now there's no zoning cases in September as well. So that's it.
All right, thank you. Okay, report from the Acting Township Administrator. So this evening we have four resolutions on the agenda. The first was to appoint Benjamin Cahill as the Bethel Township's Fire Chief. Congrats again. Next is a resolution to authorize repairs to the 2019 Ford Medic unit. Then is a resolution to appoint Marty Kasky as a seasonal zoning department worker. And I just wanted to thank him. He has been volunteering his time at no pay to help us out. And the final resolution is to record the electronic payments and warrants. And just a couple notes, we thought we had completed the review and updates for the township's personnel policies and procedures manual, but I found Appendix C while I was looking for something else, so I'm going to search for the other appendices. The copy that we have on the machine and the printed copy doesn't have any appendix, no appendices at all. So, but it does mention them, so we know what they're supposed to be, we just don't exactly know where they are right now. And lastly, we are seeking a qualified person to fill the Township Administrator / Zoning Director opening. We have a job opportunities page on the website. Please check that out for additional information. Okay. Trustee reports. Trustee Van Herren?
Yeah. So I want to talk about Woodward Hill and the State Route 202 waterline extension. I met on the 18th of August. I attended the Tip City's workshop meeting. Debbie Fritz was there as well, and they had a good discussion. We asked them about would they be interested in extending the water line that runs currently from their water source to Woodward Hill. They had a good discussion, but they basically said no. Mrs. Fritz asked for something in writing, and so here it is. It says, it dated 21st of October of August 2024, Beth Van Herren and Deborah Fritz, subject Woodward Hills Waterline. Dear Ms. Van Herren and Ms. Fritz, thank you for attending the Tip City Council meeting on August 19th. I think I said the 18th earlier, but it was the 19th. To discuss the Woodward Hills Waterline in Bethel Township. As we discussed during the meeting, while the city has provided water service to Woodward Hills, we do not have any obligation or responsibility for the physical water main. Following a discussion with City Council, the City of Tip City is not interested in taking responsibility for this waterline. And sincerely, Eric Mack, the city manager. So that was one thing that you guys had asked of residents of Woodward Hill, was have you worked with Tip City? And now the answer is yes, they have. Tip City is not interested in doing it. They calculated that their cost would be like $2.9 million, I think.
Yes.
So because the river is a big obstacle and they have to go a long way to get to the last person. So there's that. So perhaps we can bring that back to the agenda in October to discuss at the September workshop meeting, but bring it in October, because I still do believe that we could pay for this engineering study as well as the gravity sewer in West Charleston. That would give fire hydrants to the folks at Woodward Hill all the way along 202, which would be a huge benefit for the fire department and for their homes. And also, it is really important that they have access to a good, reliable source of water. Right now, they have access to a good source of water. It's not reliable. I also talked to John McDaniel at the Ohio EPA, and he said that the Ohio EPA is responsible only for the water source. They're not responsible for the water lines unless for some reason the lines are contaminated not from the source. So they're also not an option in this area. He did say there is funding for water lines, grant funding out there, but we do have to be shovel ready in order to take advantage of that. The other thing I want to thank Josh Ebrill. He has done a phenomenal job as interim fire chief here. Hands down, he stepped up when Andy left, and he has done fantastic things. He's kept the fire department moving. He's taken on a huge role, and so much so that we even forgot to pay him for that the extra duties until the end of April. So we did pay him retroactively for that. But nonetheless, Josh has done a fantastic job, and if you guys can join us in a round of applause, he really stepped up.
Thank you very much.
You want me to go next? Oh, I'm in the middle there. Okay, so I also had in my list to thank Josh, but I guess we're done with that. So most of my August is spent at county fairs. So I missed the school board workshop and the regular meetings, but I didn't hear anything about annexation being discussed there. On October 19th, through the 21st. I did help get signatures on petitions to put annexation.
August. You said October.
I'm sorry, August 19th. I even have August written here. August 19th to 21st. Thank you, Beth. Mm-hmm. I helped get signatures on petitions to put annexation on the ballot for Huber voters. We did not get enough signatures is the bottom line to that, but I would like to thank the organizers for their efforts. There was some issues with some people being on vacation and the Huber Heights City that caused some delays and I don't know, et cetera, but it was a good effort, just fell short of the signatures. So I mentioned that we have posted the township administrator / zoning director position on several websites. Tell your friends, brush off your resume and put in an application for that. And for the fire chief, I think we've already mentioned this, but I was pretty happy with the candidates that we got, so hopefully we'll get a similar quality of candidates for the township administrator / zoning director. We met with Kathy and I met with the Park National Bank investment representative to figure out a strategy so that our money makes more interest on the principal amount. We had some invested in a very low paying, less than 0.25% because of the way things have been. So we're working on investing that in a better way. And the last thing I have is I attended the All Ag Banquet on August 29th, where the Miami County Farm Bureau proposed 6 new policies. I'm just going to read you a summary of them. They have local level, state level, and national level. So at the local and state level, these are related to annexation. They're opposing expedited annexation. They want to limit annexation to 100 acres or less. And they oppose meetings regarding annexation or a change in land use without adjoining landowners being given at least a 14-day advance notice. At the state level, they support stricter laws and impaired driving with the legalization of marijuana.
And on the local, state, and national level, they support Congressman Davidson's proposal to end subsidies on alternative energies, such as solar and wind, on prime farmland. And they support the continuation of funding for rural broadband. So I just wanted to pass those on because we are an ag community and the Farm Bureau does some things to watch out for us. So that's the end of my report.
That brings me up. Okay, we are well underway of our Wildcat Road resurfacing project. We were only supposed to have the road shut for 2 days, but it's turned into three. So that's going to be a really nice road once it's finished. Friendship Park is well underway, and again, 2 days, and now we're into three. So, and we're going to finish up tomorrow, and it should look really wonderful, we hope. We are working on, in the zoning department, as I said, updating our zoning. We want to try to come, I guess, get some of the things that are really older and not, they're like, some of our resolutions do double duty. So if we can just concise them and then bring in some of the newer things that some of the cities around are doing, we're hoping to try to update that. I did take a tour around the township with our legal counsel. It was about 2.5 hours almost with him on some of our problem issues here that we've had, and a few of them have been here for years, and we keep doing the letter, and we get nowhere with the letter. So what we're going to be working on now is coming up with a resolution. And in fact, he was supposed to have that at the last business meeting, but his father passed away. And for those of you who weren't here for the business meeting last week, he's out of the office and probably until next week. So I'm hoping to have that resolution by next business meeting so that we can decide whether or not this is something we want to move forward with. But the new resolution basically will eliminate the letters part. We'll do one letter and then we'll turn it over to the prosecuting attorney through a civil division there that they have, and they'll go forward with it if they choose to go forward with it. It's still up to them, it's not up to us, but a lot of these cases, like, you know, one, the boat storage that we've got the problem with it, you know, they keep encroaching on the boundary. That's an issue. We've got a couple of problems with a couple of properties on 40 that are zoned wrong and people are living in them and so forth that they shouldn't be. According to the zoning, they're not allowed to live there. So we're going to try to handle that as best we can. And then let's see, what else have I got? He was really helpful. Chris was very helpful with guiding us through about 10 different properties, one of which is the burned out property on Ross Road, and how we're going to handle that. You know, so hopefully we'll get that resolution in and voted on, and then it'll pass and we can move forward with some of those. Robert's been a great help with the park, and you're out there, so I'm going to toot your horn a little bit. When they pulled out the old park, the play yard area, they dug these humongous holes and filled them with concrete to the point where they left big craters when they were pulled out. So we've had to go back and backfill those. That wasn't part of our deal, but we've got the material here to do it with. And Robert and Eric both worked their tail off today filling those holes so nobody got hurt. And Robert has cleaned the ditch all along the perimeter of the park. And we've got good flow back through there now. So those guys really have stepped up and the park is really looking good. And the cemeteries, as I said at the business meeting, we've gotten compliments on our cemeteries right now. Julie actually took the compliment from the person who comes quite often to one of our cemeteries. And he just said it was just a monumental change in the quality and of how it's being kept. So kudos to our guys. They're really doing good. That's it for me.
All right, thank you. Okay, next up, Fiscal Officer Ross.
We've listed the credit card detail and the receipts, and I do believe somewhere in here is payments that have been made. Is that true?
Is what's been made?
Payments? Yeah, payments.
Oh, yeah, those are in a resolution.
Okay.
So that comes later.
Just letting you know what's being done out there.
Okay. No discussion items, so we're up to public comments on items on the agenda. None?
Oh, sorry, that's me. Okay.
I distracted
you. Yeah, it's Josh's fault. Donna Hughes.
Well, I have not on the agenda, I just have some questions.
So you want to wait till the any portion?
Yes.
Okay.
Deborah Fritz. That's two of them that I had.
Okay, so they'll go with you. Okay. So next up is our action items continued.
This is me, right?
Yes.
Resolution number 24-09-084, a resolution authorizing repairs to the 2019 Ford Medic unit to Bo Townsend Ford in the amount of $12,237.05.
Okay, we need a motion.
Motion.
I second resolution 24-09-084.
Thank you. Any discussion?
Okay. Trustee right. Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Resolution number 24-09-085, a resolution to hire Martin Kasky for the seasonal position of zoning department worker.
I move for the adoption of resolution 24-09-085.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Any discussion?
I do have some discussion, and first of all, I want to say I appreciate you guys taking my concern that we do not wish to have a volunteer that just one of us thought was great. Nothing to do with Marty whatsoever. I'm just my talking. I appreciate the fact that you guys were willing to write this as a resolution so that we could vote on this, because I do think that picking up sticks in the cemetery is one thing for a volunteer to do, but acting in a capacity that can have long-reaching, far-reaching consequences for the township as a volunteer is something completely different. So I do appreciate that. However, now he's not volunteering, we're actually paying him. So then I kind of get myself into a conundrum of, we really should have put this out for a notice to see if anybody else was interested in it. So I thought that we had left it that he was volunteering or working at like 50 cents per hour or something because he didn't want the money. But I do see now that we are paying him $25.80 per hour. So, and retroactively from the 27th. So those are my comments.
Okay.
Are we ready for a vote?
Yep.
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Resolution number 24-09-086, a resolution to record electronic payments and warrants.
Okay, do we have a motion?
Motion.
I second resolution 24-09-086.
Okay, thank you, ladies. Any discussion? Hearing none, call the vote, please.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Okay, public comments on any topic?
Okay, that would be Donna Hughes.
Do you need the timer?
Yeah, I don't think so. But go ahead and put it on anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Donna Hughes, 9360 South Man Road, Gyp City, Ohio. Trustee Beth gave me the law for the 2003, and I put it on my desk. I lost it.
Oh.
So I'm asking you to give it to me
again. I can send it to you. I think
okay.
I still have your...
Okay. And is there any way that we can expedite incorporating Bethel Township with the help of Farm Bureau and all the other organizations so we don't have to worry about any more stealing of our land? How can we incorporate it?
So in the state of Ohio, to become a village, which would be incorporating as a village, if that's what you're asking about, we have to have a density of 800 people for at least 2 square miles, which we don't. The last time I checked, along 40, we've got a density of like, I want to say like 120 or something. But the density for the whole township is like 36, so not great. So we would have to, that's one thing that has, one condition that has to be met. And the other condition is that we have to have a population of over 5,000. And that the according to the U.S. Census, at the last 2020 census, we were at 4873 or something. We had actually dropped in residents. So
that's kind of the new homes on 202?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. The numbers came from 2020, so I'm sure there's been a few more people, a few more houses built. I don't know how many houses have been built since 2020.
Can we petition our people to say, hey, can we expedite it as an emergency or whatever phraseology that you can use to make an exemption for us?
Well, the Ohio Revised Code is pretty clear that in order to become a village, this is what it takes. I mean, the first two steps are you have to meet this minimum density for 2 square miles of 800 persons, and then you have to have 5,000. We do not meet either of those criteria. And then in addition, we would have to hire a law director. It can be a part-time law director, but we'd still have to hire a law director. That is a cost. And we would have to renegotiate our sheriff's contract. Still doable. Those two steps are doable, but the first two, with the density and the population, it makes it a little tough.
Third one is, I don't understand this 6585 parcel size, front setback, side setback, accessory building, no residence, frontage. What are those things doing? I mean, what are they meaning?
What do you, say that again?
2204, 03, I don't know what a parcel size is, a front setback is, side setback.
Okay.
Oh, in the cases.
Okay. The parcel is the actual number that's assigned to a lot that's given to it. It's a parcel number. Okay. And you can get that through the county. Your every piece of ground has one. It's actually kind of like an ID. All right. Setbacks are what you get from either the front from the road to where the house is, if depending upon the zoning regulation. The side setback is from the side of the lot to where the house is or the barn's going to be or the pool or whatever. All that has a minimum standard here. And it's the same with the rear lines, side lines. Those are all lines that you have. If you have a square, okay, each side has a measurement. And the house sets in the middle of that measurement, okay? And we in the zoning department come up with these setbacks on either side, front, back, side, to make sure that you don't encroach on somebody else's property with whatever it is you're going to be building. And then the county has their setbacks. Let's take Gibson, which we just ran into this week. The setback for Gibson in the county code is it states that that road, Gibson, is supposed to be 50 feet wide. It isn't, it's 38 feet wide. And then the setback from the curb, which would have been 2 feet, you take 2 feet from the curb itself to the building that can be constructed, is 25 feet. Well, the road doesn't meet the county's requirement, okay, that they put in their own regs. So that's something that they screwed up on. So we had to go back and kind of get some guidance from the county, so to speak. And what they came up with was the center of the road to the building itself, they would allow 35 feet. And so that's how we ended up there. But all these parcels have different setbacks. Like for the I zoning, that's a different setback. For the residential, R1 AAA has a different setback. on all the sides. The ag zonings, they have different setbacks as well. So it depends on what you're building.
So is this a residential area that we're talking about or a business?
It can be a business or it can be a I don't know which one you're talking about. So it can be.
She's asking specifically about the one on the zoning resolution.
Well, there's five of them.
Right, but they're all the same address.
That's going to be here on 40, okay? And that's a property that has been lived in, but the zoning doesn't allow for it to be lived in. And the people have put it for sale by owner, they have a buyer, and we now have to go back and make it conform so that they can go through with their loan. And that's why it's...
Is that the corner of 40 and Man Road?
Right here, right over here.
Third Street Man Road?
No, it's right here on 40, the little blue house next to the... I don't know which one she's talking about. Let me see here.
Okay, so those are just...
I don't have
65.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one. It's the little blue house right here. When you come out, turn left, okay? And then it's going to be about four houses down on the right next to the car place. That property has an I zoning on it, okay? They can't live there, but yet somebody's been living there for all these years since 1943. Somebody has lived in that house. There are three different lots there. All those lots have different zoning on them, and now they want to sell that. So now they got to bring it back because the bank won't lend on it because you can't live in it according to our zoning, according to what's there. Now, how these people all these years have been able to live in it without, there's not a stitch of paper in there that says it's grandfathered in. The county doesn't even show that it's grandfathered in. So what we have to do is try to rearrange the zoning to accommodate what they want to do there, and that's what they're petitioning for through the BZA.
Okay, because I didn't know what those words were.
Oh.
Thank you.
Well, you could have just called me.
I just not saw it. So
I know.
Otherwise, I'll burn up your phone. Okay, and the fourth one, this is ugly. I heard an ugly rumor, and I saw it in print, that the township trustees pressured people to sell to the developer.
What?
That's what the rumor's going around saying.
I don't know who would ever say that. I don't know what validity
it was on one of the Bethel pages. So, you know, I'm thinking, I never heard that either, so I thought, maybe I ought to ask you guys.
So the first time I ever heard about the parcels that were being sold was in 2020 when the property owner came in to talk about something completely different and then said, oh, by the way, I probably shouldn't be telling you this, but I'm in a contract with the developer. And we were like, wait, what? And that was May of 2020. So we had talked to that particular property owner and the other major property owner several times, at least Andy and I had. I think Jerry and Andy had talked to them as well over the years, and they were not selling it, leaving it for their kids. So definitely did not pressure them. I had no other conversations with them after he said they were all in a contract and they couldn't talk about the contract or they would be fined. So,
okay, I just wanted to bring it up that that's the rumors going around.
Well, I can tell you that in the 9 months as of this month I've been in office, I've not talked to anybody involving those parcels.
I'm assuming it's regarding the 296 acres.
Yeah, well,
I don't know who would have said that, but I mean, anybody who knows me knows I would never do that. I'm anti-development in general.
Right. So I'm just bringing up to you that
this
is what's being said on one of the Bethel forums.
Yeah.
One of our forums that we.
No, one of the a Bethel forum that somebody had.
I've been a trustee for 19 years. There's not been a single trustee who was ever pro development.
I just wanted on record saying, guys, not you two because you're new. And just want to make sure that to protect your history, your legacy.
You know what?
I'm not.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I just wanted to you guys know it's out there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Donna.
So, Donna, I just want to go back to your, you kind of left that before I could get something in, but back to the annexation. One option we would have to incorporate is to join with another city.
Mm-hmm.
So we are touched by four cities, right? New Carlisle, Huber, Vandalia, and Tipp. So we could actually merge with a city, and then we wouldn't be a township anymore. We'd lose the township. But then it could not be annexed. So.
And if you merge, you wouldn't have the township identity.
Correct.
Correct.
Okay.
I had suggested maybe we could cut a deal with them to see if they'd leave us alone for 100 years and, you know, we would pay whatever their income tax was and they would just leave us alone, but not sure that can happen and not sure how that would fall out. I mean, we still wouldn't be a township. You'd lose the township,
definitely.
My home
was a dead relative I didn't know was rich and going to give me some money so I can stop
right.
all this stuff.
Yeah. And then the only other way is to pursue changing the laws, which we're still doing.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, Deborah Fritz.
Deborah Fritz, 5227 South State Route 202. Woodward Hill is still asking for the advertising information that Woodward Hill has offered to pay for. That is the only cost involved in finding out what the actual cost of this project will be. Trustee Van Haren has offered to do the paperwork involved in getting these bids, but it's all speculation at this point. Woodward Hill has not asked Bethel Township to pay for anything at this point. What is the holdup in asking for bids when it will be of no cost to the township? Is our northwest corner of the township that unimportant to you that you won't do something this small to help us? In the August 14 issue of the Tippecanoe Gazette, Trustee Reese said, I'm not for or against it right now. I'd just like to see some other options explored. Why are they coming to us first? More options need to be exhausted. If they want to do this on their own, getting bids for the engineering study, they could do it themselves. I don't know that for certain. I think they could do that on their own. I would like more options explored. I would probably vote to help with this, but not fund the entire thing. To extend it up to Studebaker Road is over $3 million. If you just do the simple math, that means it would cost over $1 million to actually do the work. I don't think the township should have to fund the entire thing. I want everybody to have clean water, but it seems like there are more options that need to be explored. End of those quotes. Tip City and the EPA have informed us that they cannot be of any help. How many more options are there? Do you have any ideas for me? Because I sure have gone as far as I can go. What are those options? We came to the township first because we live in this township. We pay taxes to this township for infrastructure improvements. We thought that the township trustees were elected to help the entire community. As to the cost, Woodward Hill Water has never asked the township to fund the entire thing. All Woodward Hill residents are aware that there will be assessments added to their properties when the water line is completed. Please stop stating that we have asked for the township to pay for the entire project. Also, one cannot do the simple math of this project because there are no bids yet. We have asked for our fair share of township tax funds that we pay into, but we cannot move forward without knowing what that cost will be. We again had a leak last week, $4,000 plus. Our funding in our little organization is going down. This is going to keep happening. The lines are old. Woodward Hill Water lines are on borrowed time. Thank you.
Can I just ask you a question?
Sure.
So you guys mentioned leaks a lot, and I feel for you. Where are these leaks at?
Oh, it depends. The time before this was on 571 Water Main. Last week it was one of the residential lines. It just depends. The main lines are all old. Some of the residential lines are older.
I do not think it's unimportant, by the way.
Well, our membership is not feeling that way.
Okay. Well,
let's talk about it in depth at the next workshop, and then we put it on the agenda.
I guess I'm done. I'm interrupted.
No, go ahead. You said it. You don't think it's unimportant, so I just offered a solution.
No, I'm saying she said, do you think it's that unimportant? Of course I don't think it's unimportant. I think everybody should have water, but I've asked, you know, when you said you went to Tip City, okay, so we're in 8 months in, right? But you haven't gone there every meeting with your petitions and pictures. And
that's because they gave us an answer. You have not.
We did. We ran a resolution and it didn't get a second. That's an answer.
No, it's not. then let's put the resolution on again and we can vote it down, and then we can't talk about it for 6 months. Well, we can talk about it, we can't vote on it for 6 months, but their water issue is not going away.
Well, Miami County owns the line. Somebody has to pay for that. I don't understand why you can't run an ad to get the bids. It does
how,
not, you're not dependent
me.
On the township for that.
That is true, absolutely true. But how are we to know what to even ask for when you already have the experience of asking for bids?
So we don't have qualified engineering companies for 2024, because usually the county handles all our engineering needs. So we would have to run an ad that says we are seeking qualified engineering companies to bid on these projects, and then we would have to evaluate those companies. And usually the county, we just use their companies. So we would, that's the ad that we would have to run. After that, then the next step is, if you've got three companies back and you say all three are good, then you add them to our, there's a whole process about this in the Ohio Revised Code. Then you add them to qualified engineering companies for Bethel Township for 2024, and probably at this point in the game you could make it 2025 too. And then we would go out for the next bid. The thing is, though, you really need a professional engineer to evaluate those. I am not a PE. The county has them in spades, so that's why we would want to use the county. Plus, they do the work, and we don't have to. And
that's the question I've asked before, is rather than saying the township won't do it, why don't you go to the county and offer to pay the ad?
The county doesn't need an ad. The county doesn't need that first ad. They already have their qualified engineering company. We don't. That's
then
the difference.
Why aren't you working with Miami County?
We're trying to.
No. The first step to run the ad, that's what Woodward Hill is offering to pay, is that first step to get the qualified engineers. And that first step is the step that Miami County already has. And then what Miami County does with their qualified bids is they put out a bid package that says, how much would it cost for you to do these things? And they give them an estimate, which is what Josh gave us, which is $60,000. But once you put that out there, you need to be ready to go forth. I mean, you don't generally put the project out unless you're ready to support it with the money. They don't want to do their legwork to quote it and then have it not fall.
Okay, next up, announcements. Tomorrow is the Historical Society meeting in this room at 7. Well, I keep forgetting to put the time on there.
Robert, did you hear that? The Historical Society meeting, do you set up for them? No?
No.
No, you do? You set up yourself?
We usually just, there's okay. Only like 3 or 4 of us. So.
Okay, all right. I just wondered. I wasn't sure.
September 24th is the next trustee workshop meeting in this room at 7. There are no BZA or Zoning Commission meetings this month. And October 1st will be the next trustee regular business meeting. Okay, so we need a motion to enter into executive session, which is necessary to protect the possible investment or expenditure of public funds to be made in connection with the economic development project, for the purpose to consult with an attorney regarding negotiations with other political subdivisions respecting requests for economic development assistance, and for the purpose to consider the appointment, employment, or compensation of a public employee or official. We do not expect to have any conversation or vote or anything after the executive session. Do I have a motion for executive session?
Motion.
I'll second that.
Thank you, ladies. Any discussion? Call the vote, please.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Heren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. I'm into executive session, 7:49, and I will stop the recording. Mm-hmm.